Irwin as Finnegan in...
Phone again, Finnegan.
Hello. This is Finnegan.
Well, everything is running smoothly at the Welcome Arms apartment. Finnegan, the manager, is a happy man. He concludes that the best philosophy is...
Ah, life. I tell you, Fanson, a man doesn't have to be a millionaire to be happy. Give him a job and say $200,000 and he's contented.
Yeah, and just give a woman a pair of nylons and one of those $200,000 men and she's contented. Office. Well, phone again, Finnegan.
Now, hello. Oh, that's too bad. Oh, I'm awfully sorry. Yes, I'll send up a small box. Goodbye.
What's wrong, Mr. Johnson?
Oh, a terrible tragedy. Mr. Johnson sneezed with a mouthful of grape nuts and shot the canary.
Say, Finnegan, I saw you talking to that snooty Mrs. Walker in 408.
Yes, she's a blue blood, you know.
Mm-hmm. They used to call her old Lavender Plasma at the blood bank.
Yeah, I know. She wouldn't sign a new lease until I agreed to decorate her apartment. Oh, well, hello, soldier.
Hello. I'm Sergeant Shaw. I'm looking for a place to live.
I'm sorry, Sergeant. That's just like searching for the golden fleece.
You don't understand, mister. I've just come back from overseas. My wife and I will live in a basement or a storage room.
You live in a basement?
Sure. You see, I'm getting out of the Army in a week, and I have to have my old job waiting for me here in town.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sergeant.
Mister, my wife is going to have a baby.
She is?
Yeah, she'll be going to the hospital any day now. I just got to find a place for her.
God, what a situation.
Well, I'll find something. I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, wait a minute, Sergeant. Maybe we can think up something together. Now, don't go away.
You've got enough trouble without worrying about me.
Oh, I sure wish I could help you, Sergeant. But, say, wait a minute now. Would it help you if you had a place till Monday?
Would it? Boy, my wife would get a good rest while I look for a place to live.
Okay. Here's the key to Mrs. Sloan's apartment. You go get your wife.
Oh, gosh, thanks, mister. I'll repay you some way. Oh, boy, well, my wife is
glad. Finnegan, you're wonderful. Mm-hmm. Oh, here comes Longfellow Larson, the janitor.
Hey, Larson. Where are you going with that bucket of water?
Nowhere.
Then stop carrying it around.
Well, I like the sound it makes. It's just like being on a boat.
Larson, have you ever done any painting?
Painting?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Years ago, I used to paint my little brother's throat.
Oh, that's not the kind of painting I mean.
It was a big job. He would open his mouth and I would calcimine with iodine.
Did you have to decorate his interior very often, Larson?
Yeah, sure. The doctor said his gullet was streptococci.
Well, look, can't you do anything with a brush?
Well, I can clean my teeth or my shoes. It depends on what's on the brush.
I mean a paintbrush.
Well, my cousin Ole was a painter. He was a Norwegian and a terrible drinker. Mm-hmm. He never met the train when his wife at the train when she came home from her vacation.
Oh, why not?
Well, it was a case of north is north and south is south and never the train shall meet.
Well, Larson, I hate to ask you to do it, but you're going to have to redecorate Mrs. Walker's apartment today. I'll pay for it. And you do it just the same as it was.
Well, all right, boss. I go down to the paint store and get the stuff.
Oh, I'm afraid to think what Mrs. Walker's place will look like when Larson gets through decorating it.
Yeah. What if it looked like his brother's sore throat?
Streptococci.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, somebody ought to give Larson a few pointers on painting.
Say, Dr. Quimby might know something about interior decorating.
That phony psychologist?
Mm-hmm.
What does he know?
Well, I'm going up to see him, Fanson. He might be able to help me.
Okay, but you better leave your watch and money with me.
Hello, Uncle Fanny. Hello, Miss Fanson.
Hello, Bunny.
Well, how is my charming little niece today?
Fine. I just came down to get you for lunch.
Oh, I can't go now, Bunny. I have to see Dr. Quimby.
Dr. Quimby?
Mm-hmm.
You better leave your watch and money with Miss Fanson.
Now, look, Bunny, I'll be back soon. You can give my lunch to the sergeant and his wife who are going to stay in Mrs. Sloan's apartment.
In Mrs. Sloan's apartment? whose apartment?
It's a secret.
Oh.
Now, you look after the sergeant's wife, and I'll be right back, baby.
Happy sacraliac to you, Finnegan.
Dr. Quimby, I have a problem.
Well, I'm sure I can help you. Cross your knees, Finnegan.
Oh, doctor, do you have to test my reflexes again?
Ambrose Quimby knows best, and besides, this little hammer won't hurt you a bit. Whoop! Ah, you nearly kicked your shoe off again. You have lovely reflexes.
Well, let's get to my problem. I've got to find out how to decorate an apartment.
Oh, one of my patients decorated all the fashionable bars in the city. Yes, he really painted the town red.
Well, what did you treat this patient for, doctor?
Oh, he suffered from stiffening in the joints. He was stiff in every joint in town. But now back to your troubles, Finnegan.
Yes.
Do you happen to have a buck on your person?
A buck
for a book.
Why, yes. I have a dollar here someplace.
Thank you. And here is a copy of my book on interior decorating.
Happy hours with paintbrush and paper and four walls in your little gray home in the West.
Mm.
Will this book tell me how to decorate, Doctor?
Absolutely.
Well, now, thanks a lot, Dr. Quimby.
Happy carcass to you, Joe.
Yes, I hope this book helps a lot. Oh, hello, Bunny. Are the sergeant and his wife here in Mrs. Sloan's apartment?
Just his wife. Sergeant showing up. Mrs. Shaw is taking a nap.
That's good. How does she feel?
Well, Uncle Fanny, a woman in her condition needs a lot of rest.
Oh, she does, huh? Now, how do you know that, Bunny?
Oh, we women just know those things. Bunny, yes, Mrs. Shaw?
Oh, hello, Miss Shaw.
Oh, hello, Mr. Finnegan.
Is something wrong? How do you feel, Mrs. Shaw?
All right, I guess, but I wish my husband were here.
Oh, he'll probably be back soon. Is there anything I can do? Anything you'd like to have?
Well, I think I'm going to have my baby.
Oh, sure. A baby's a wonderful thing to have. Baby? Now?
Yes. Now.
A baby. Wow! Now, keep cool, Mrs. Shaw. Keep cool. Now, just sit down here. Don't get excited. Don't walk around.
Did you hurt yourself, Mr. Finnegan?
No, never mind. I can get up alone. Fenton. Fenton, quick!
Hello?
Oh, get me Dr. Quimby.
Well, Finnegan, control yourself.
I am.
Say, Mrs. Sloan just phoned from the railroad station.
Mrs. Sloan? But she's gone out of town.
Oh, no, she hasn't.
She hasn't?
She put Wilford on the train, and she's coming back to the apartment.
Back?
She'll be here in an hour.
Oh, my gosh, Fenton, she can't. Mrs. Sergeant Shaw is having a baby in her apartment. Fenton, can you do something?
I can send up a box of cigars.
Oh, Fenton, please don't joke at a time like this. Get Dr. Quimby, quick.
Okay, I'll ring him.
Hello, Dr. Quimby speaking.
Are you a baby doctor?
Don't be silly, Finnegan. I'm 48 years old.
Oh, but...
Again, phone again, Finnegan. He'll make you laugh.
And now back to Phone Again Finnegan. When Mrs. Sloan left for a few days, he let Sergeant Shaw and his wife stay in her apartment. To make things interesting, Mrs. Shaw is about to have a baby, and Mrs. Sloan has decided to return within the hour.
Franklin, we've got to do something right away.
I know.
We've got to get a doctor over here to take care of Mrs. Shaw.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we'd better get two doctors.
Two doctors?
Yes, when Mrs. Sloan finds out what's going on in her apartment, I'll need a doctor to take care of me.
Well, I'll try Dr. Bodman.
Who's he?
Hello? Just a minute. Phone again, Finnegan.
Hello. Hello. I'm going to have a baby.
Congratulations. I'll bet your wife is glad that you're going to have it.
My wife? I'm not married.
Well, I'm afraid you called the wrong number.
Huh?
This is the Stork Club. Mister, storks don't deliver babies.
Since when? Look, try another stork. Another doctor, Banson. Try that lady down the street, that lady doctor.
Oh, I tried her. She can't come.
Why not?
She's having a baby.
Oh. Why can't babies be bought at the store like a... No. Who'd want a store baby?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Miss Vanessa.
And Banson, how are you, darling? Are your eyelashes getting long, or is that a new hairdo?
Oh, Jackie, dear, you look lovely, too. I've admired that dress you're wearing so much.
Oh, you really like it on me?
Mm-hmm. You fill it out so much better than your mother did.
Now, come, girls, this is no time to shower compliments on each other. I'm worried.
Why, Finnegan, what's the matter?
Miss Vanessa, a girl staying in Mrs. Sloan's apartment is going to have a baby any minute, and we can't get a doctor.
Well, why didn't you say so? I'll go right up and help.
Can't say you help?
Why, certainly. Didn't you know chorus girls know a little bit about a lot of things?
Well, I never knew this side of you before, Mr. Vanessa.
There's another side of me, too, Finnegan.
I wonder what it could be.
I'm going up now. Meanwhile, Fenton, call Dr. Lund at the Plaza Building. Tell him I want him to come right away.
Okay, thanks, Tessa.
Oh, Fenton. I'm going up to Mrs. Walker's apartment to see Larson for a minute.
Hey, golly, this paste is sticky. I think it would be easier to hang up wallpaper if it's home patch. Oh, hello, boss.
Larson, where are the other five men?
Five men?
Uh-huh.
There's no one here but me.
You mean you made this awful mess all by yourself?
Well, it wasn't easy, boss.
Larson, take the paste pans and brushes off the piano before Mrs. Sloan gets back.
Yeah, I take them off right away. Gee, that's pretty.
Hmm?
I'm so happy doing this kind of work, I feel like singing. Would you like to have a song, boss?
A song? At a time like this?
Yeah, sure, boss, if it'll cheer you up.
Well, cheer me.
Shakery shake, taru, taru, shakin' a romy, in a banana, cabolica, warica, can't you see? Shakery shake, give me. Shakery shake, taru, taru, shakin' a romy, in a banana, cabolica, warica, can't you see? Shakery shake, give me. Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day. Oh, be just like a chicken who found something new to sing. Open up your mouth and start to say, oh, a shakey shake, teru, teru, a shake the romy, in a banana, a bollica, bollica, can't you see? Shakey shake, shakey shake, shakey shake, just me.
Well, how did you like it, boss?
It's gone. Well, I guess he didn't like it.
Well, Finnegan, how did Mrs. Walker's apartment look?
If I could find words to describe it, I wouldn't say a thing, because I don't use words like that.
Oh,
come on, Finnegan. It can't be that bad.
That's what I keep telling myself.
Mr. Finnegan.
Yes?
It's a boy. Dr. Lund just gave me a bouncing boy.
Oh, congratulations, Sergeant Shaw.
Congratulations.
I didn't have to do a thing.
Well, you suffered. All fathers do.
Gee, it's wonderful. Nothing matters now. I'm a father.
But gee, Mr. Finnegan, Mrs. Sloan's apartment is kind of upset.
That completes my day.
What's wrong, Mr. Finnegan?
Oh, nothing. Not a thing, except that Mrs. Walker's apartment is a bit upset, too. Larson tried to decorate it, and now it's in worse shape than ever. When Mrs. Sloan gets back, I'll lose my job, that's
all. Hey, Miss Vanessa said I shouldn't come back for 3 or 4 hours. Maybe I could...
No, there's nothing you can do. You just run along. I'll just sit here and chew my big fat mouth until Mrs. Sloan comes back.
Well, you can stop chewing. Here she comes now.
Oh? Hello, Sergeant.
Oh. I'm Mrs. Sloan. Am I glad to see you?
Really? Why?
Well, I missed you. The place wasn't the same without you. Gosh, I'm glad you're back, Mrs. Sloan. Welcome back.
What's got into you? I've only been gone 2 hours.
2 hours? It seemed like 2 years.
Finnegan, your action seemed mighty suspicious.
Oh, no, nothing. Nothing at all.
Why, you seem as nervous as an expectant father.
Father? Oh, that's so silly.
Well, maybe so, but stop acting so strangely. Well, I'm going up to my apartment to change my dress. I'll see you later.
Fine, Mrs. Sloan. I'll see you. Oh, Mrs. Sloan, wait.
Yes, Finnegan?
That dress you're wearing is beautiful, Mrs. Sloan. I think it would be foolish to change. Matter of fact, you look so... so young and nice. Would you like to have dinner with me and Bunny?
Why, Finnegan, that would be delightful. Oh, but first I'd like to go up and powder my nose.
Oh, I have some powder at my place. Aunt powder.
What?
My aunt's powder, I said.
Oh, well, all right, I'll come. But I can't stay long. Oh, this is such a wonderful dinner, Bunny. Oh, dear, I feel so full.
I'm glad you like it, Mrs. Sloan. Wouldn't you like your fourth helping?
Oh, no, thank you. I really must go now.
Oh, but you've hardly had a thing here. Have a few more peas.
Well, really, I couldn't. I've already had 35.
36. One rolled off your knife, remember?
Both very sweet, but I'll...
Have another cup of coffee, Mrs. Sloan. Have a cigar.
Oh, you funny boy. But I will have another cup of coffee.
Oh, that's fine. I'll pour it.
Why, I've been here 5 hours.
Have another cup of coffee, Mrs. Sloan.
No, this time I must drag myself away.
Hello, yes, she's here. It's for you, Mrs. Sloan.
Oh, well, wouldn't you like me to answer it for you?
Oh, no, I'm perfectly capable of doing it myself, thank you. Hello, who? Oh, Mrs. Walker.
Oh, Mrs. Walker.
Decorating?
Have another cup of coffee, Mrs. Sloan.
You were at your apartment this afternoon, and it looked like a cyclone hit it.
Have you ever seen my stamp collection, Mrs. Sloan?
Did you say your apartment was in such a mess you wouldn't live in it? You're going to live with your son in Pomona.
Shall I turn on the radio, Mrs. Sloan? We could dance.
Well, I'm sorry to lose you, Mrs. Walker. Goodbye. Finnegan!
Shall we go up to Mrs. Walker's apartment, Mrs. Sloan?
Exactly what I was going to suggest. And if what Mrs. Walker says is true, I'm afraid you'll be looking for another job. Why, the idea of trying to cover up things by having... Oh, why, Finnegan! Why, this apartment of Mrs. Walker's is gorgeous. It's the most wonderful decorating job I've seen in ages. My, what a surprise. Why, I didn't expect to see anything like this.
I didn't either.
Oh, now come, don't be modest, Finnegan. Well, I can't understand why Mrs. Walker said she'd never come back.
Hello. Hello, Sarge. This is Mrs. Sloan, Sergeant Shaw.
How do you do? And what are you doing here?
Oh, I just thought I'd hang the wallpaper for my friend, Mr. Finnegan. You see, I'm a decorator by trade, and Mr. Finnegan let my wife have...
Sarge, that's very nice.
Oh, but when you let us move into...
Not another word, Sarge. Don't say another word.
Well, I simply can't get over this. It's so beautiful. I wish some changes were made in my apartment.
They're probably being made right now.
Oh, what's that? Has Sergeant Shaw been in my apartment, too?
Yes, I have. And how?
Well, that's wonderful. I just can't wait to see it. Finnegan, when will these surprises stop?
I wish I knew.
Well, let's go to my place. I'm just dying to see it. Well, the idea. My apartment hasn't been decorated at all. How did that baby get in here?
Oh, well, Mrs. Sloan, I thought you'd be gone till Monday, so I let the sergeant stay in your apartment. It's all my fault.
No, it's all my fault. I should have known my wife would have her baby here.
I don't deserve a good job, Mrs. Sloan.
As soon as I can get an ambulance, I'll move my wife and baby to the hospital.
Yes. I wish you'd had my apartment decorated like Mrs. Walker's.
Oh, Mrs. Sloan, you ought to throw me right out. Mrs. Sloan!
Good gracious, Finnegan, control yourself!
Look, you like Mrs. Walker's apartment, and she's gone. Well, why not move up there, and we'll rent this apartment to Sergeant Shaw?
Well, I don't...
Oh, know. Please, Mrs. Sloan.
All right, I'll do it.
Oh, gosh, thanks, Mrs. Sloan. You're a peach.
You're
swell, Mrs. Sloan. Do you like our new baby? Isn't he handsome?
Well, he is kind of cute, isn't he? Oh, goody, 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 goody.
Gee, he likes you.
Oh, he's trying to say thank you.
Well, tell him he's welcome at Welcome Arms. And perhaps you better take him into his mother now.
Okay. Yeah, it was sure nice of you, Mrs. Sloan. I mean, letting the sergeant have the apartment.
It was nice of me, wasn't it? But still, it would be better for the reputation of Welcome Arms to have had Miss Walker here. She's a blue blood.
But, Mrs. Sloan, Sergeant Shaw is a real blue blood. He's wearing the purple heart.
Oh, well, yes. Yes, I guess you're right, Finnegan. Well, I must get down and pack my things.
Boss.
Oh, hello, Larson.
Have us listening. You sure got out of that yam. It made me think of a poem.
Well, how does it go, Larson?
Mrs. Sloan, so proud and tall, she's got a head like a croquet ball. Them guys who was fighting for you and me, their blood wasn't blue, it was red, by ye.
Well, that's a swell poem, Longfellow Larson. I'd just like to add these two lines. They've given a lot. Now we must give these fellas a chance and a place to live.
Thank you.
And now back to Phone Again, Finnegan.
Now, provide Uncle Fanny. I'm sleepy.
Okay, Bunny baby. Here she goes.
Oh, Ma. The cares of a mother.
Cares of a mother?
Yes, they're simply endless, Uncle Fanny.
Oh, they are, huh?
No, Uncle Fanny, I've been thinking.
Thinking, huh? That always makes my head hurt.
Well, I've been thinking. You ought to get married, Uncle Fanny.
Huh? Me get married? Nah, Bunny. Are you trying to get rid of your old uncle?
Oh, no, Uncle Fanny. But I just feel we ought to have a child around here.
Oh, well, I'll see what I can do. Good night, Bunny.
Phone again, fit again, here again, there again, on again, off again, phone again, fit again. We've got the light.